Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, Shalom for all. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. The hat trick of marginalized people is capped by Peter's mother-in-law. We've had the man with leprosy, we've had the centurion's servant, and now the mother-in-law. Her house, which is, I guess, Peter's house also, might well have been where Jesus was staying in Capernaum. After a hard day taking care of business, isn't it hard to have compassion at home? I find it is, anyway. But Jesus is wired differently. Tired as he must have been, and probably very hungry, he goes to this person who would have had few rights or expectations, and he demonstrates that God is just as interested in her and her needs as any mighty person in that society. And then Matthew adds an interesting editorial note. He describes these events from chapter 8 as fulfilling scripture, Isaiah 53 verse 4, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering." But what kind of suffering? Spiritual or physical? The Hebrew nouns in Isaiah 53 are literally about physical suffering. However, the context directs us to see that they were being used in a metaphorical sense, I think. The main focus of the whole of chapter 53 of Isaiah is atonement for sin. The original context has to do with spiritual healing, but what Matthew sees as he observes the life of Jesus leads him to realize that this passage has a relevance for more than just the spiritual, but also physical healing. Another commentator I read suggests that we might miss Matthew's main point here by focusing on whether a spiritual or a physical meaning is primary. Instead, perhaps the point is one of the contrast between ritual purity and impurity. The reason for thinking this is that the three people physically healed would have been considered ritually unclean, or at least second-class citizens where the mother-in-law is concerned as a woman in that culture. Leprosy is defiling, the Gentile is unclean, and Peter's mother-in-law is a woman. I believe the core of what Jesus is doing is bringing peace to troubled people, whether physically or spiritually troubled. The very next verse in Isaiah says, in chapter 53, verse 5, "The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus is bringing peace, or shalom. He's bringing this shalom, a rich word, indicating contentment and security. We all need this peace, and so do our friends. Jesus freely offers it. So let us lead others to him to find the shalom they need, whether it is physical, emotional, or spiritual, or of any kind. But Jesus is able to bring this peace. Well, we'll go on to the next part of Matthew chapter 8 the next time. If you'd like to know more about our work, you can find us at thelondonchurch.org. And until the next podcast, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.